schedule is out, so you can plan your fall accordingly. The regular season kicks off with the Chicago Bears hosting their NFC rivals, the Green Bay Packers, Thursday night, September 5th. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
When Apple's co-founder Steve Jobs died in October of 2011, it shook the world. Many critics predicted that the Apple iPhone brand would be doomed and would only survive 2 to 4 more years at the most. But under the leadership of Tim Cook, who many thought would be the last person to replace Jobs, Apple is continuing to thrive. I had a chance to sit down and chat with the author of a new book, Leander Keeney, titled Tim Cook, The Genius Who Took Apple to the Next Level. And one of the things I asked him was how the branding of Apple has been changing throughout the years.
The Apple brand used to be about simplicity, ease of use. You know, the one-button mouse, it just works. You know, you don't have to be a technical expert to use one of Apple's devices. And I think under Tim Cook, it's turned into one of trust. You know, you can trust Apple. And we saw this at the last keynote presentation where they introduced their new services, the News Plus magazine subscription service, the TV streaming service, and also the Apple credit card. And Tim, you know, really emphasized that security and privacy were underlying these products. You know, the News Plus wouldn't look at what you're reading. It wouldn't spy on you. They wouldn't be selling your data to marketers to sell stuff back to you. And, you know, when you have all these data breaches and privacy scandals at companies like Facebook and Google, I think that's a pretty strong selling point that will resonate with consumers.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, handyman extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterton Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterton Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterton-chamber.org. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterton County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well-known author, investment banker, consumer advocate, analyst, trader, Chris Markowski is the watchdog of Wall Street.
You want answers?
Exposing the lies and myths that the big brokerage firms, the mainstream press, and the government are pushing to keep Americans away from financial freedom.
You can't handle the truth.
Bringing America the truth about what really happens in the financial world.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're not here to indulge in fantasy, but in political and economic reality.
This is the Watchdog Wall Street.
Yes, it is. Welcome back, everybody. Okay, I don't know how many, I don't even know what the number is. Is it 20? Is there 20 candidates on the Democratic side that are going to be running for the presidency? I mean, they keep filing in, and I tried to do my darndest to put them in various different groupings in regards to their belief systems and the various different things that they're backing. And we like to discuss these things with everyone because, well, they're politicians. And to go back to that phenomenal Tom Clancy movie, The Hunt for Red October. I don't know if you remember the scene where it was, I think it was, I don't know, maybe it was the president's chief of staff telling Jack Ryan that he's a politician, he is a cheat and a liar, and if he's not kissing babies, he's stealing their lollipops. And that's been our position here on the program for a long, long time. We don't trust either party. I don't care if you're a donkey or an elephant. But we've been seeing, I mean, I'm an Adam Smith capitalist. I am a free market man. And what I've been seeing, some of the ideas that are coming out of the mouths of these people are beyond ridiculous. They are patently absurd. Case in point, I want to pick on one. We're going to do a few here. But one I want to do right now, there is a representative from Ohio. His name is Tim Ryan. Come on down. Tim Ryan announced that he was going to be, he's the Democrat to beat Trump in the next election. So where does he go first? The View. Oh, boy. I don't know if there's enough brain power at that table to actually get a light bulb going, but that's where he decided to go. And his big policy initiative, I'm not making this up, is minimum wage. Yeah, Tim, he's not one of the average ordinary Democrats that's doing the drive for 15. No. He's pitching $40 an hour minimum wage. $40 an hour. I took my son out to dinner. Little father, son. I like doing it individually with my kids from time to time and having conversations with them. And we're in this restaurant that's been in our area, our town, for, 60, 70 years. And we go in, and it's hustle and bustle. It's always busy. Tons of workers milling all about. And I decide to explain to my son what this Tim Ryan wants to do and how this very business that we're in right now would be shut down. $40 an hour minimum wage. I would estimate that, that would basically, you would ruin fast food places go out of business. Most restaurants would go out of business. They couldn't afford to stay open. I'm sure the high-end restaurants would be able to stick around because they could raise their prices. But that's it. This guy thinks that you can have $40 an hour minimum wage. He thinks that's a great idea. And again, I like most politicians, I always like to see where these people came from. This Tim Ryan, Democrat, Ohio, has never had a real job in his entire life. Never. Never, ever, ever has had a real job in his entire life. The reason why I bring this up, and he's obviously an obscure candidate, is that bad ideas can be dangerous. People taking a look at this and thinking that it's the slightest bit plausible. I don't even know what to do or say to people like this. Because they're not capable of rational thought. $40 an hour. Anyway, what the media is trying to pull right now, too, is they want to get people upset about their tax refunds. Yep. How many people have seen columns or articles or news stories on how tax refunds are down by $6 billion this year? They're down. Oh, that terrible president and his tax cuts, and people aren't getting bigger. Their refunds are down. That's terrible. I may turn some people off here. I may offend some people out there. But if you actually believe this nonsense. I'm sorry. You need to read more. Yeah, I'm being honest with you. Okay? One of the things that we do here on the program, I said there's no spoonful of sugar to make the medicine go down. I speak to my listeners here on the program like you're my best friend. I'm honest. I'm brutally honest. My best friends in the world, again, I can count on one hand. And that's usually the case with most people. And your best friend, you know what? They can tell you. They can be honest with you. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't care. You want to shut the channel off? You want to curse me up and down? There's something wrong with your medulla oblongata if you're buying into this nonsense. The reason why tax refunds are down this year is because people are making more money. Their paychecks are larger. So they're getting less when it comes to tax refunds. People are bringing home more money over the course of the year. And there's stories out there talking about tax refunds are down. Shouldn't the story be people are making more money over the course of the year? The funny thing is that people treat tax refunds as some sort of damn savings account. They look forward to it. Why would you do that? The government is not giving you any interest. You just lent the money, government money, interest-free for the course of the year. Why? But there's stories like this. And, oh, many Americans are looking forward to getting this, and now they're not going to get it. So you mean to tell me that these Americans would rather, and honestly, at this point in time, the brain power many Americans have, this wouldn't surprise me. You would rather get a bigger tax refund at the end of the year, but less money overall for the entire year? And people like that, they vote. That's one of the scary things out there, is people like that with such little brain power, they actually vote too. Anyway, tax refunds, taxes. There's not a day that doesn't go by right now. There's not a day that doesn't go by where I don't have another new tax proposal on my desk from some new presidential candidate or some new tax. I'm all over the place. New Jersey, by the way, to all of our clients and friends and listeners in New Jersey, I'm sorry. Yes. If it rains a lot in New Jersey, you're going to be taxed more. If you're not familiar with this all over the country, New Jersey just instituted a rain tax where property owners, based upon the size of property that they own, are going to be taxed depending upon how much it rains. No, I'm not making it up. It's not a joke. Look it up. We got Elizabeth Warren this week. She wants to raise $1 trillion. I like when they say she wants to raise $1 trillion. No. She wants to go take $1 million. They're calling it $1 million in revenue. No. That $1 million in revenue. They're taking our money. She wants to institute a new 7% tax on corporate profits over $100 million. Evil corporations, right? Oh, they're terrible. They're awful. Yep. Anyway, most people in this country own those corporations in some way, shape, matter, or form in their pension, in their 401k, in their savings. And guess what? It's going to hit them. I want to remind everybody that a corporation is nothing more than a tax ID and a logo. That's it. That's it. All she's doing by taxing these corporations is what? Taxing you. And again, it's a brilliant disguise, like the old Bruce Springsteen song. Brilliant disguise. Oh, we're going after evil corporations. No, you're not. No, you're not. You're taking the money from the corporation's customers, their clients. That's all. Corporations, all the money for that go to corporations comes from the people that they do business with. And this is the way the powers that be hide it from people. It is what it is. Corporate taxes are nothing more than a tax on the consumer. Plain and simple. Corporate taxes turn businesses into de facto agents of the IRS. That's all. You got another, what's the other one? Oh, Bernie's. Oh, yeah. Bernie, you know what? You know what? What we'll do right now, Medicare for All. Bernie has relaunched his Medicare for All program. What you know we'll do, it's a little bit involved. We'll take a quick break right here, and we'll get into it and the taxes that'll go along with that. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. I want to remind everybody, all sorts of great stuff there at our site. Newsletter, consultations with our certified financial planners, everything right there. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We also have our 24-hour day help hotline, 800-471-5984. We'll be back.
Climbing up on Salisbury Hill, I could see the city light.
Mike Hewitt here. This week, Trump's approval is 53%. 7 points higher than Obama's was at this point, but that's not the big story. While Trump enjoys a high approval, Congress, the media, and government in general are each suffering historically low approval ratings. Year after year of nonsense media and a breakdown in any ability to resolve health care and immigration troubles and more have lowered people's trust in these institutions. Worse, a politically weaponized IRS and Department of Justice has further eroded confidence and trust in our federal government, not to mention perpetual resist. All of that while growing calls to suppress our First Amendment. Ben Franklin said, "Freedom of speech is a principal pillar of a free government. When this support is taken away, the constitution of a free society is dissolved and tyranny is erected in its ruins." Visit themikehewittshow.com and tell us what you think.
Wouldn't it be great to see your windows in a whole new light? Do it right. Call your local neighborhood experts. Budget Blinds. You'll get beautiful style and personalized service for every budget. We bring the showroom right to your home, so you can choose from hundreds of blinds, shades, shutters, and drapes. Plus smart home window coverings you control with the touch of a button. And with Budget Blinds, we do it all for you. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy. There's a reason why Budget Blinds is the number one provider of custom window coverings in North America. When we say we have style and service for every budget, we really mean it. So let's get your home a whole lot of gorgeous. Get your free consultation right at home. Just go online to budgetblinds.com or call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS for your free consultation right at home. Now that's beautiful. At participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Ask for details.
Wiring money. It's quick. It's easy. It's gone forever. Wiring money is just like sending cash. Once it's gone, you can't get it back. So don't wire money to a stranger or to someone you haven't met in person. In fact, you may want to think twice even when you do know the person asking you to wire money. Scam artists sometimes hack email accounts and send out hard luck stories using the name of a person you know. Confirm the facts of any story before you wire any money. Remember, the reasons for wire transfers can be compelling, even heart-wrenching. But once the money is sent, you can't get it back, and often you can't even track it. So whether it's to a love interest or even to a name you know, confirm before you send. When it comes to wiring money, exercise doubt and check it out at FTC.gov. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
You should believe in math, not magic. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everybody. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street show. Always honored to be in front of the microphone. This is the place we do take the liars, crooks, cheats out behind the woodshed and give them a beat down. Well, Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is relaunching. Yep, relaunch It's Medicare for All 2.0, I guess. Did it this past Wednesday. And he's got some of his fellow Democrats and people that he's running against for the nomination jumping on board as well. First and foremost, and I've mentioned this before here on the program, our founding fathers were pretty bright guys. Listen, I don't think we could gather, well, most of Congress today and the people in Washington, D.C., that you can't even compare the quality individual, the intelligence to the people that started this country. Just go read their works and some of the ideas that they had. In particular, one of the things I found fascinating was the federal idea with states being little laboratories for various different ideas, concepts, where they can be tried out. Now, Medicare for All, that's a big deal. It's a big deal. My suggestion has been, I said, well, okay, why don't you do your Medicare for All, but why don't we try it out? Instead of destroying our entire health care system, it's already taken on a lot of water after Obamacare, why don't you do this? Why don't you put Medicare for All in place in Vermont and California? We'll do a small state and we'll do a big state, and we'll see how it works. I'd like to remind everyone, and Bernie Sanders must know this too, Vermont wanted to have a single-payer type system for their state. They looked into it, they did their homework, and they realized it would bankrupt the state. They couldn't pull it off. California, bluest of blue states, wanted to do the same thing. Until what? They took a look at the price tag. Now, normally for politicians usually give a damn about the price tag. They usually don't care. But the price tag was so high, even for politicians in California, they said, nah, we're not going to do this. But anyway, onwards and upwards, says Bernie Sanders, to infinity and beyond. He wants to have his Medicare for All plan, and he seems to think that he can get the price down. Every estimate right now has got it put, except for one. One by some left-of-center economists at Amherst, who put there at lower than $35 trillion over 10 years. Most of the prices at around $35 trillion. John Barrasso from Wyoming has actually tasked the Congressional Budget Office to price the thing out. Now, when you get the report back from the Congressional Budget Office, just double it. Just double it, because they're never accurate. They're always short when it comes to government expenditures. But anyway, Bernie has some ideas in how he's going to go about paying for this. Well, let me run through some of the taxes, shall we? First and foremost, he wants to raise your payroll tax by 4%. So your payroll tax is going to go up by 4% on your paycheck. For the employer is going to have to pay an additional 7%. I want to remind people out there that your paycheck is not the total cost of employing you. Most people understand that. There's an overall cost of employing somebody, from the FICA taxes, unemployment taxes, health insurance, whatever it may be. Now that is going to go up, and guess what? You're going to be much less likely to get yourself a raise. They've got, they're going to eliminate the health tax expenditures. Basically, there isn't going to be any more health insurance companies. Bernie has basically outlawed them. No health insurance companies at all. No write-offs. And due to that, there are no health savings accounts also. So he's getting rid of that as well. Now, taxes are going up. He wants to put a 70% top tax bracket. 70% for ordinary income and capital gains. For people that make over $10 million a year. So every dollar over $10 million a year, that's capital gains and income, is going to be taxed at 70%. He also wants to raise the death tax to a high of 77%. It's going to start at 45% with a $3.5 million estate. He wants to have an annual wealth tax of 1%, kicking in above $21 million in assets. He wants to have a bank tax on financial institutions. And he wants to broaden the self-employment tax, meaning that small business owners out there are going to have to report more of their business income as salary. Now, many people out there are like, well, they're going to bother me. I don't make over $10 million a year. I'm going to make over $10 million. Well, yeah, you know, I'm going to pay a little bit more of a tax. It's not going to really hit me much. You know how much all these taxes raise? How much money? You want to think about it. Think about how high these taxes are. You want to know how much it raises over 10 years? How much they take over 10 years? $16 trillion. You understand that's less than half? Less than half some of the lower estimates of what this is going to cost. Where's the money going to come from? Where's the rest of the money going to come from? Where? Where? I tell you where. You. If you honestly think that that level of $10 million in income is going to stay there, you're crazy. That's going to be down at $250,000 to $500,000 before you know it. It has to be. Do you understand? If Bernie wanted to put this together and actually show it to you where it's actually paid for, you're going to be paying 70% on every dollar that you make over $200,000 to $250,000 a year. That is the reality. That's the growth area as far as taxes are concerned. So, no, it doesn't even come close to adding up. That doesn't stop people from jumping on the bloody bandwagon for this nonsense. Never ceases to amaze me. Anyway, have to take another break. You're listening to the Watchdog on Wall Street show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
At an event for wounded warriors, President Trump speaks about the Mueller report that was released earlier on Thursday.
I'm having a good day, too. It was called No Collusion, No Obstruction.
The president also says,
but I say it in front of my friends, this should never happen to another president again. This hoax. This should never happen to another president again.
The final report did say there's no clear evidence that President Trump committed obstruction of justice or collusion. The central United States is bracing for a large storm that'll bring lots of heavy rain, which raises flooding concerns in areas that are still recovering from previous flash floods. In addition, the National Weather Service is also warning folks to stay alert regarding tornadoes, which have already been sighted in Texas and Oklahoma, where they dealt with tornadoes already last week. The entire Mueller report is posted on our Facebook page at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Hey guys, Ken here from the hit podcast, Today's Growth. Who would win a 3-mile bicycle race, an 11-year-old girl or last year's winner of the Tour de France? It all depends on the bicycle. It depends on their vehicle. Both on a 10-speed and the pro racer is going to win every time. But put the racer on a tricycle and the 11-year-old wins every time. You see, it's not the driver, it's the vehicle. When it comes to generating revenue, it's exactly the same. If you have a job or a small business, you are riding a tricycle. You can only go so fast. If you need to make up lost ground, it's not going to happen on a tricycle. No matter how fast you pedal, it's simply not going to win the race. Why do many people with no schooling and no advanced degree often become very wealthy? Simple. They choose to only ride 10 speeds. When it comes to helping people create their next revenue model, both Forbes and Inc. recommend Income Store as a can't-miss when it comes to putting people on a 10-speed. Could your household or business use an additional revenue model that doesn't solely depend on you? If so, you need to check out IncomeStore.com. That's IncomeStore.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Bringing America financial freedom one listener at a time. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street with Chris Markowski.
Welcome back, everyone. It is The Watchdog on Wall Street. Last week we spent a lot of time talking about real estate and how you should look at real estate in relation to your finances, your planning, moving forward. Trying to achieve that anti-fragile financial plan that we love to talk about here on the program. I saw this story, and again, like I mentioned, ICBS. ICBS, I see it quickly, and this made me nervous. There's a company out of California right now that has come up with a new way. Hey! We got a new way where you can take cash out of your home. No monthly payments. No interest. It's not a loan. It's not a mortgage. It's a contract. It's a contract with an investor who wants to purchase, get this, purchase your home equity in cash. Huh. Yeah. I went through the numbers on this. I looked at it. It's not quite as bad. Not quite as bad as a payday loan, but it's pretty close. It's pretty darn close at what you're going to lose when you pay this thing back. And the funny thing is that the company, what's the name of the company that started this thing? It's called Point. They basically have positioned themselves. It's almost like a riskless transaction for them. It really is. They know exactly where the homes are. They know what the markets are like. They devalue the home by 15%. So basically, they've completely boxed themselves in as far as any loss is concerned. Man, people. I've written columns about this. It's your home. Okay? It's not a bank. It's not a bank. Do not treat it as such. Again, mark my words. This is going to be a story. Maybe not right away. I give it three, four years right here on the Watchdog on Wall Street show. I'm going to be saying, see, I told you so, about people that have gotten crushed by this company. Mark my words. Anyway, several stories that caught my eye this past week when it came to the markets, and it's important for investors. I'm talking about an earnings pullback for the S&P 500 and how this earnings pullback is going to be a real test for the bull market. We've had a bull market go for a long period of time. And guess what? The many companies that look like they're going to miss earnings estimates. And what's that mean? And how's that going to affect the markets? And what's it going to do to people's portfolios? And all of these columns out there with these people making suggestions on what to do. Nothing. Nothing. Remember when Michael Corleone told Senator Geary his offer as far as the casino's concerned? I'll give you my answer now, Senator Geary. Nothing. That's what I'm telling you to do. Nothing. If you're, granted, if you got your financial plan done the right way, you know what you're doing. The hell do you care if there's a pullback in the market over the next quarter or two quarters? What does it matter? If you own high-quality companies that are paying you to own them, and you're collecting those dividends, and you're reinvesting, and you're dollar-cost averaging, for crying out loud, what do you care? I mentioned that line that Buffett gave years ago, where he said that if a stock I own goes down 50%, I'd look forward to it. In fact, I would offer you a significant sum of money if you could give me the opportunity for all my stocks to go down 50% over the next month. Now, people think about that. I think about that, and I know human nature. And I know how human beings react. Not well. It's the market fluctuations up and down. I basically equate it to seasickness. And most people out there get seasick. They don't like it. They don't like it. That's what we're here for. We're here to explain to you. Deal. Okay, here you go. Here's the barf bag. Okay, deal with it. Dollar cost average. We're going to come out on the other side, and everything is going to be okay. In fact, you're going to be better than okay. And that's the point I try to get across here all the time. The whole concept, it's not my word, not my idea. I always give credit where credit's due. It's Tlaib's anti-fragile financial plan. That's what we do. When the hits come, your portfolio gets stronger. When the market sells off and things get tough, your portfolio gets stronger. Our portfolios, the success, the real reason why our portfolios have done so darn well over the years is because of market downturns. Because we didn't lose our head and go psychotic and sell everything. That's what you need to learn. Don't listen to the noise. Don't listen to the static. Get your plan done the right way. Got to take another break. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com, our site. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We shall return.
This is Colonel Denny Gillum, the host of Frontlines of Freedom, your military talk radio show. Brace your ears. You're about to hear Devil Dogs in all keys singing the halls of Montezuma and the shores of Tripoli the next time the Marines' hymn is played in public. The Commandant of the Marine Corps reportedly wants to hear more leathernecks proudly belting out the lyrics of their hymn. That's according to the Marine Corps Times about upcoming changes to the service's drill and ceremonies manual, which will include a new directive about the beloved and highly respected hymn. Quote, it is now directed that Marines, present and those who have served honorably, who are not in formation or part of an actual ceremony, or marching in a parade or review, who, when they hear the playing of the Marine hymn, will stand at attention, face the music, and sing the words to the hymn, end quote. That's what the updated manual will read, according to Marine Corps Times. Hey, that works for me. I'm not a Marine, and I sing the words when I hear the song. Thank you for joining me for A Minute with a Colonel.
Hey, Watchdog listeners, are you in the process of planning for your retirement? Hey, make your time work. Make your time count. Prepare for the retirement crisis, because yes, we're in a crisis, with my free white paper. Available for your download on WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. This white paper covers everything you need to know about preparing for the retirement crisis, including Social Security, pension financing, budget, and encore careers. Don't wait. Download right now at WatchdogOnWallStreet.com.
A perfect day to fish.
It's cold but sunny.
Let's try the north side of the lake first. Ready?
Almost. Life jacket on?
No, I'll be fine.
Water temp is about 40 degrees. It only takes 1 minute for cold water shock.
But I can swim.
You should always wear a life jacket when boating.
Okay, I'll wear it.
Good. Let's catch some fish to take home to our families.
I bet I'll catch more.
I bet you don't.
Be ready for the unexpected. Wear it. This message brought to you by the National Safe Boating Council. Learn more at safeboatingcampaign.com.
Heard about the latest gizmos to improve your gas mileage? Well, studies show they don't deliver as promised. And some can even damage your car's engine. But here are five easy ways you can save money when it comes to your car. One, clean out your trunk. Don't carry what you don't need. Two, slow down. Every 5 miles per hour over 60 costs you a quarter extra for a gallon of gas. Three, go online to find the least expensive gas stations in your area. Four, turn off your engine if you're parked and waiting. And five, keep your tires inflated to the recommended level to get better gas mileage. So remember, when it comes to an offer to boost your mileage or save on gas, exercise doubt and check it out at FTC.gov. A tip from the Federal Trade Commission, the nation's consumer protection agency.
Taking Wall Street's liars, crooks, and cheats out behind the woodshed. You're listening to The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back. Anytime I hear this song, I think of the film Dazed and Confused. Anyway, welcome back. Here's the story in the Wall Street Journal this past week. And, yeah, it's the boring stuff that I read. But it's not boring to me. It's not. This is where I delve into these things, and I try to use these stories to try to, well, hopefully relay them to you so you've been forewarned. You understand. It's about Maine's public pension fund. Maine's public pension fund. They must, I don't know, up there, they're doing something right up there in Maine. Maybe the politicians up there don't have their dumb nephews, cousins, and whatnot running these pension funds like they do in many states out there. Because their pension earned double-digit returns in six of the past 9 years. That's pretty darn good. Yet, they're still $2.9 billion short of what it needs to afford all future benefits to all retirees. How could that be? How is that possible, you might ask? Well, what have we been telling you? What have we been telling you over the years? Decades here on the program. It's just math, people, that's all. It's just math. More and more people are retiring. More and more people are retiring. And guess what? Those people, and this is great for them, are living longer and healthier lives. The pension funds, well, they didn't bear that in mind. They didn't take that into account. No matter all the ranting and raving that I did back in the 1990s, into the early part of that warning about these pensions and they're underfunded and they need more money. No. You don't need that. I remember Gray Davis in California Great Avis in California was betting that the Dow Jones would be at 30,000 by 2010. That was the assumption that they were making in California for their pensions. I mean, that's so irresponsible. If I were to make that type of assumption with my clients, I'd be out of business. They'd put me out of business, and rightfully so. But this is part of the problem. And it's not just Maine. It's everywhere. Maine happens to be in much, much better shape than many other places. So one of the things that we like people to do, I don't care if you have a public pension, I don't care if you have a private pension, pay attention. Pay attention. Because at some point in time, the proverbial rubber is going to hit the road, if you know what I mean. At some point in time, governments are not going to be able to borrow any more money to throw into these funds and keep them afloat. That's when it's going to get ugly. And that's when the cuts are going to start to come. Just be prepared. What's the worst thing that can happen is if I'm wrong? Oh, gee whiz, you're more prepared and you have more money. Darn it. Got to take a break. You're listening to, again, The Watchdog on Wall Street Show. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. That's WatchdogOnWallStreet.com. We'll be back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business. Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Tune in every Monday morning at 10 a.m. on Hunterdon Chamber Radio for Chamber in Action with Chamber President Chris Phelan and Good Morning host Big C, where we'll keep you informed on all the issues, all the initiatives of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce and our business community here in Hunterdon County.
This is The Watchdog on Wall Street.
Welcome back, everyone. I want to remind all of our listeners, especially our new listeners out there, we are equal opportunity bashers here on the program. We go after elephants. We go after donkeys. We're here to bring you the truth. We're not one of the networks out there. We're not bought. Separates us from everyone else, period. Now, I'm going to go after both donkeys and elephants right now because they're pretty much the same thing. I want to talk about something called rent seeking. There was actually a column this past week in the Wall Street Journal written by a Barton Swaim talking about this practice that I have been jumping up and down about forever. I mentioned my love for the Founding Fathers and the founding documents, everything, what they had to say, from the Federalist Papers, what you can learn there, to, in my opinion, the most beautiful document, the Declaration of Independence. And the concept out here that I've written about extensively, the shot that Thomas Jefferson gave at the divine right of kings, that all men are created equal. And again, that's misconstrued by most, thinking that we're all the same and all equal. We're not. We're equal under the law. That is how the country is supposed to work. That's part of the ideals of America. And we're not living up to those ideals. We're not. We subsidize companies. We give tax breaks. We give deals. And quite frankly, it's wrong. It's what is called rent seeking nowadays. I'm going to give you an example of this. And this one is out of Wisconsin. You had a governor there, Scott Walker, Republican. And you also have old Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, Wisconsin too, right? Oh, they want to attract a business and create jobs in Wisconsin. And they decide to cut a deal with the Taiwanese chip maker and screen maker, Foxconn. Did it back in 2016. They gave Foxconn a $4 billion incentive package. Foxconn said, oh, okay, you give us that $4 billion incentive package, we're going to build a $10 billion factory. We're going to create 13,000 jobs. Right. That project is so damn far behind schedule, it's ridiculous. Not even close. I remember the whole golden shovel ceremony there that took place. Trump was there too. It's wrong. Amazon in New York. Now, in the case of Amazon here in New York, I railed against the $3 billion package that Amazon received. But again, I don't think that they should have chased Amazon away. It's just New York playing ball, I guess. But what takes place is wrong. And the reality of the situation is the taxpayers, they don't make out. We're told that we're going to make out. We're told that all the jobs that it's going to add. We're told that the tax revenue that the business is going to bring in is going to do all these wonderful things. And it never works out. No, next to never does it ever work out. Time and time again, these politicians, it's about them. It's about them showing up at a ribbon-cutting ceremony, a golden shovel ceremony somewhere, telling all the people, look what I've done to bring jobs to this area. Everybody think about this for a second. If you're getting a company from somewhere else and you use all of the sorts of incentives to do that, what about that area that it left? They're hurting right now, are they not? Now, granted, I have no problem with businesses deciding to up and leave areas of the country where it's not advantageous for them to be there because of ridiculous regulations or high taxes or a high cost of living for their workers, and they feel that they better relocate somewhere else. For example, AllianceBernstein, big New York City money manager, moving out of New York, moving to Nashville, Tennessee. And the executive company said, our employees didn't mind. They saw what the cost of living was going to be in Nashville, and they had no problem with it. These things don't work, and they cost the taxpayers time and time again. One of the funny ones, back when I was living in Southwest Florida, true story. Some ridiculous guy comes into town and says he's a movie producer or studio that he's starting, and he wants to do it in Sarasota, Florida. And he gets all of these handouts and giveaways from the politicians that love to give out handouts and giveaways. They got to understand Sarasota, Florida, for some degree. There's a lot of really, really wealthy people there with a lot of time on their hands, and they love to hang out and go to galas and hang out with stars. I used to get invited to these charity galas all the time. And I'd call up and say, okay, I'll come. You just show me the books and you tell me how much of the money that I'm going to spend on the tickets for my wife and I that is going to go to the charity. And they never respond. They're all nonsense. But anyway, neither here nor there. This guy gets all sorts of money, gets his movie studio set up. I knew it was a joke from the get-go, warning, yelling up and down, because I saw what they were producing and it was garbage. I mean, it was stuff that even Netflix wouldn't greenlight. Netflix wouldn't even greenlight the stuff that was so bad. And he said he needed a hangar down at Sarasota Airport so the so the Hollywood stars could park their private planes. You want to know what that studio is right now? A bouncy house. You know, one of those places where you get the kids all hopped up on sugar and they bounce off the walls for about an hour. And they have those birthday parties there. And you're always worried that your kid's going to break something. Yeah, that's what it is now. There has to be something done in this country where it needs to be done away with. Equal under the law. Why does the mom and pop shop, why do they not get a similar break that a large business does? It's nonsense. Allow each and every one of us to compete at the same level. Got to take another break. A lot more we got to go over on the program today, so stay tuned. Watchdog on WallStreet.com is our site. Again, always welcome to join the Watchdog on Wall Street family. All sorts of great stuff there. Watchdog on WallStreet.com. We'll be back.
Chris Markowski is the Watchdog on Wall Street.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, Hunterdon Chamber Radio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The full Mueller report was released Thursday morning to the public, but not before President Trump got a sneak peek. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has more from Washington.
The Attorney General William Barr confirming that the White House got an advanced look at it earlier today. President Trump's first words about it at an event at the White House.
No collusion, no obstruction.
The president speaks as he hosts 29 veterans at the White House from the Wounded Warrior Project.
There never was, by the way, and there never will be.
Now House Democrats are saying they want to hear from the special counsel Robert Mueller himself as soon as possible. And when he spoke at the Justice Department earlier, Attorney General Bill Barr said he had no objection to Mueller testifying about his final report.
To read the full report, you can go to justice.gov/storage/report. This is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Pros know doing it right means getting more bang for your buck because putting more toward your bottom line is good for business. Lowe's does it right with savings on the brands you trust. Come in now during our Stock the Shop event and save up to 25% off select tools and accessories from DeWalt, Irwin, Bostitch, and more. Like $40 off a Bostitch 16-gauge finished nail gun now for just $139. For your next job and the next, do it right for less. Start with Lowe's. Offer valid through 421. See store for details. U.S. only.
First-time jobless claims continue to drop. More from USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
The unemployment lines, as we used to call them, are shorter than they've been in about 50 years. The Labor Department reporting on Thursday that 192,000 Americans filed first-time claims for jobless benefits last week. That's 5,000 fewer than the week before, and the lowest since September of 1969. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Cardinal Timothy Dolan is announcing the creation of a fund towards helping to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral following a devastating fire.
The From St. Patrick to Notre Dame Fund to help rebuild the magnificent House of Faith and monument to civilization in Paris.
Colonel Dolan also says New Yorkers are there for the people of Paris and eager to help. If you're looking to donate, you can do so online by going to sptond.org. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple. And no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com.
Agents monitoring the U.S.-Mexico border in the El Paso sector say for the first time, a drone has been used in an attempt to help the illegal aliens enter the United States. The device traveled around 100 yards in the U.S. before retreating back to Mexico and was discovered earlier this week by